Racine's Homeless Assistance Leadership Organization, HALO, has been chosen to benefit from the Heart of Canal Street Fund, connected to the Pottawatomie Hotel and Casino, as a signature charity, which makes it eligible for over $30,000 in December by players of the bingo game. On WRJN this morning, HALO's new Community Outreach and Development Director, Andy Coates, called it a huge help.
Fundraising is a real need for that. A lot of times, you know, we just have to look to sources sometimes outside of, because we've been in government funds in the past. You know, sometimes those can be a little tougher for us to receive, so we're trying to expand our search.
While he's new to the effort, Coates says that he's finding out quickly about the true problem of homelessness in the Racine area.
Yeah, it always surprises me because, you know, there's typical cases, but there's also the very atypical cases where it's just someone coming in. They worked their whole lives, maybe in a factory or something. They had their skill set built up, and all of a sudden the factory's gone, and, you know, you got the one skill and that's all, and you can't find yourself a job, and, you know, it gets really tough for a lot of people.
HALO receives the benefit of the Heart of Canal Street Fund by those playing the game at the casino now through December the 10th. President Obama taps UW-Madison biochemistry professor Judith Kimball to chair the President's Committee on the National Medal of Science. It's awarded every year to individuals deserving of special recognition by reason of outstanding contributions to knowledge in the physical, biological, mathematical, or engineering sciences. The National Medal of Science, first established in 1959. Green Bay Packers may need to dust off some more space for another Lombardi Trophy, at least if one projection is true. USA Today says the results of every game in the upcoming NFL season in their projections, well, it would have the Packers finishing the season 12-4, beating the Seahawks for the NFC title rematch, and then playing the Colts and winning the Super Bowl, number 50. As for the Chicago Bears, the projection is for them to end the season with the league's worst record. Wisconsin State Patrol and the Sheboygan County Sheriff's Department trying to get a little bit of a jump on the traffic enforcement efforts that are going to be needed along I-43 ahead of next week's PGA Championships. State Patrol Captain Tony Burrell says they want to make sure the drivers are paying attention to both their speed and the road in front of them as they're heading off to the big event.
We just want to get them prepared, you know, slow them down, make them more aware so that we don't have any issues that could potentially derail or cause any unnecessary backups out there.
The championship's going to be played at Whistling Straits near Kohler. It begins on Monday. And Food Network star Sandra Lee back in the hospital, rushed to an undisclosed facility for emergency surgery. It had something to do with a double mastectomy she had back in May, according to the New York Post. Wisconsin U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin introducing legislation aimed at boosting efforts to revitalize waterfront communities, including those on the Great Lakes, inland lakes, and rivers. She says the Waterfront Community Revitalization and Resiliency Act will support community efforts to make the most of water resources, while also supporting community plans for the future, providing tools to implement those plans, and helping to attract private and nonprofit investment. Among the supporters, Racine Mayor John Dickard, who's on the board of the Great Lakes and St. Lawrence Cities initiatives. He says this is going to help communities in the heartland of manufacturing continue to evolve as economic engines for the region, with water as the economic driver. The appointment of former Racine County Veteran Services Officer Ali Nelson to that same position in Kenosha County unanimously approved last night by the county board. Supervisor Greg Rintzlaff says he was very impressed with Nelson's credentials.
You have an opportunity to look at Mr. Nelson's resume. It is one impressive piece of work. Kind of makes you think, what have I been doing with my life when you look at something like this? We're lucky to have this gentleman. I have a feeling he won't be here long because he's probably destined for much bigger things, probably on a federal level.
Ali Nelson resigned from Racine County service to take the job in Kenosha, where he lives. Racine County Executive Jonathan Delagrave expected to announce Nelson's replacement in the near future. The agency that runs Wisconsin's elections could be restructured by the fall of 2016, about the time that Governor Walker hopes to be the top GOP candidate for president. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss indicating that in addition to changing the Government Accountability Board, they also plan to rewrite campaign finance laws so the candidates would be in line with recent court decisions. As part of the effort, that rewrite would at least double the amount of money the donors can give to candidates. Racine Unified School District facilities continuing to undergo both internal and external physical changes, while referendum-related groundbreaking ceremonies are coming up later this month on three school projects, but only after details with local municipalities have been negotiated. During the school board's work session this week, Chief Operations Officer David Hazen explained the Gifford School expansion included Caledonia's requirement for a traffic study, and that could lead to signals going in out front.
They make you go out 20 years, and what's going to happen in 20 years and we become sort of responsible for that, sort of because we negotiate with them. What we're going to do in front of Gifford, we're going to work with the county, possibly look at putting some sort of traffic signal out there. We'll know more about that as we talk to them about what's the best option there.
The new Olympia Brown School at 5.5 Mile Road, he said, that needed a traffic study and an agreement with Caledonia, reference a section of the land as it relates to road configuration.
The traffic impact study says that it would be a good idea to make that more of an S-curve, but we're not the cause of that as a school district. That just there, whether we're there or not. So we've talked to Caledonia, and they've agreed not to make us make that change. However, they want us to dedicate the land that they would need to do that.
And as for Knapp, which is a new school that's going to be built before the old one comes down, Hazen explained a small environmental issue was discovered, a coal bin.
Knapp had a coal bin in it, and that is a slight environmental, but it's not a big deal. We just got to clean it out, and basically there's already a hole dug for us for part of it that we have to fill in again.
Groundbreaking for the new Olympia Brown School is 4 p.m. August the 17th. It's 5 p.m. on the 19th for the Gifford expansion, 3 p.m. August the 20th at the Knapp site. And State Representative Dave Craig, whose district covers part of Northwest Racine County, is seeking co-sponsors for legislation that would require a local governing body to approve any roundabout proposed by the State Department of Transportation. A vehicle struck the corner of a Milwaukee apartment building on North 60th Street early this morning. It caused a fire, injured at least one person, and displaced upwards of 20 residents. The vehicle ended up inside that two-story building, with one official describing the fire as pretty significant. The American Red Cross reported helping 16 people with emergency financial assistance, covering food, clothing, along with hotels, diapers, and personal hygiene supplies. 12 of the 16 units occupied at the time. Environmental groups, they are praising the president's clean power plan, even if Governor Walker doesn't like it.
The plan calls for power plants to reduce carbon emissions by 32% by 2030. Clean Wisconsin Senior Policy Director Keith Riopel calls it a huge victory for future generations.
The Clean Power Plan is really a path forward to reliable, safe, and clean renewable energy.
Riopel says Wisconsin power plants are already about halfway to meeting the target set by the EPA. Andrew Beckett, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Well, they may have turned up for sale with a vendor from down south at the just-concluded Racine County Fair, but the Confederate flag, the focus of some great concern and controversy, a reference of a mass shooting case, not going to be allowed on the grounds of Wisconsin State Fair Park in West Allis. The same goes for any other related merchandise. That, according to Kristen Chuckle, the fair's public relations manager. Wisconsin, the latest to join other state fairs which have banned anything related to the Confederate flag. Legislation that provides half the money for the new arena for the Milwaukee Bucks. Well, that'll be signed by Governor Walker August 12th at State Fair Park. The Bucks owners and former owner Herb Cole putting in the other half of the money for the new facility, which has been mandated, of course, by the NBA under the threat of relocating the team. Senate passed the bill July 15th, the Assembly on the 28th. And the Wisconsin Department of Revenue says more than $2 million went unclaimed by the holders of winning lottery tickets in fiscal year 2015, which ended June 30th. First District Congressman Paul Ryan will not be endorsing a presidential candidate for the 2016 election, but he is going to be watching with great interest the first GOP debate tomorrow night involving Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker and 9 of the other 16 candidates chosen based on the latest polling. Ryan hoping each candidate can develop their own policies, while also hoping the event doesn't turn into what he termed a soundbite slingfest. Congressman Ryan adding he does not expect to be asked about being a vice presidential candidate like in 2012 with Mitt Romney. The chairman of the Republican National Committee is Kenosha County's Ryan Priebus. He's excited about tomorrow night's first debate.
Look at the field. I mean, you mentioned one of our candidates, and he's been doing quite a job in the polls. But you got governors, you got successful business people, a neurosurgeon, you know, obviously members of Congress.
Priebus told NBC's Today Show that every one of the candidates actually brings something different to the table.
It's a young field. Everyone brings a little something different to the table. I think it's going to be a great night, and that's really what we did anticipate of our party.
Priebus also said he believes the eventual Republican nominee would see a much tougher challenge from Vice President Joe Biden than Hillary Clinton. And a 58-year-old New Orleans Saints fan has been found guilty of shoving Chicago Bears chairman George McCaskey at Soldier Field back in December of last year. Richard Conkey pled guilty to misdemeanor battery by insulting or provoking conduct and got 6 months of court supervision. The incident involved McCaskey first observing several Saints fans sitting in his seats. It was when McCaskey was walking away after a discussion with a group that Conkey stood up and shoved him to the ground. Our AccuWeather forecast this afternoon, it's going to be sunny with a high of about 77. I'm Tom Karkle, AM 1400 WRJN News.